بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 51st session of Understand Quran. From now onwards, for the next 10 sessions, inshallah, we will do a revision, but in a different way, as you will see. Of course, it will be clear from the notes also. What we will do is, instead of revising all those surahs, we will take those words which have occurred in the Quran very frequently. And for each word, we will give a reference sentence. And that reference sentence will be from the part that we have covered. It will be very helpful because a person remembers new things easily and retains it if he has a reference. For example, if I don't give reference and ask you to memorize the meanings of two words, chair, kursi, and feel means hati. Kursi, chair, feel, hati. Kursi, chair, feel, hati. Kursi, chair, feel, hati. And you keep revising and memorizing. After 3 days, if I ask you, you will make feel as kursi and chair as hati. Why? Because you don't have any good links. Like you say, see it, say it, think it, show it. You know, huwa, human, tantum. If you do like this, it is so easy to remember all these six forms. Similarly, for words also, it is easy if we remember them in a context. So for each of the words that we will be, you know, studying, we have a sentence or a reference example from the parts that we have covered. And inshallah, if you remember these words and also remember the context, it will be very easy to remember them. You know, for GRE examination or TOEFL examination or any advanced English examination, they have word lists. And for each word, they give a sentence so that it is easy to understand, memorize and retain. So we are following similar example for each of the words. You will have a sentence along with, of course, the meanings. Okay. But we start with hadith. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, reported, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, help your brother whether he is an oppressor or is oppressed. A man inquired, O Messenger of Allah, I help him when he is oppressed, but how can I help him when he is an oppressor? He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, you can keep him from committing oppression. This will be your help to him. That is, you will stop him from doing oppression. Okay, now we come to the first 4 pages of your notes. The first list, we'll cover 4 pages in this one, which will the words that will be covered in these 4 pages have come in the Quran almost 20,000 times. So let's start with the first group. I tried to group these words under, you know, similar categories or under a theme. It's not necessary that all the words exactly fall into that theme, but roughly the division is so that these group words are grouped in a class. For example, I have the first almost 10, 7, 8 words, which is under no, la. First word is la, which has come in the Quran 1732 times. Of course, I'm not going to say how many times each word has come, but the total number of times that these words have come, which we'll cover in this session, is around 20,000. So la means no. And what is the reference sentence? Or the most, la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah. And that also says about illa also. Illa means except. Kalla. Nay. Okay. And what is the example? كلا لينبذن في الحطمة or كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون and كلا means nay or never, certainly not. Okay, لن means never. What is the example? The fourth, you know, the first word of the fourth para and the first verse, fourth para, fourth juice. لن تنالوا البر لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. You will never reach. Yeah, but from the we want to give the example from what we have covered. Of course, there are many examples, but it will be easy for everyone to follow if we give examples of those verses or sentences that we have covered. So, لن تنالوا البر, you will never attain righteousness حتى until تنفقوا, you spend مما تحبون, out of what you love. لم means no. And what is the example? Excellent. لم يلد ولم يولد. He did not beget and nor is he begotten. About Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لم. لن is for future. لن. And لم is for past. Okay. لا, لم, لن. And كلا also is covered. ما. ما also means no. Okay. ما also means what. But he under what, under no category we are taking it now. Ma means no. Example? Yes, yeah. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. You see, in this beautiful verse, ma is used in both meanings. Ma aghna anhu did not profit him his wealth, maluhu, wa ma kasab, and that which he earned. So remember this reference. The first ma means no, and the second ma means that which or what. It will come as question. غيرة means no. غير المغضوب, not of those who earned wrath or who received wrath, on which wrath was, you know, who received wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Similarly, ولا إله غيرك. There is no God except other than you. Other than. The other meaning of غير is other than. Not or other than. You see, ما followed by إلا and إن followed by إلا. In both cases, إن and ما means not or nothing but. An example of in followed by illa is it's difficult for you to remember, but wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdi. There's not a single thing except it praises it, illa yusabbihu, it glorifies bihamdihi, with his praise. So in min shay'in illa. So, in followed by illa means nothing but or not but. Similarly, ma followed by illa. The famous part of the verse or verse which is quoted in all sirat jalsas or sirat ceremonies or lectures. You know, you have this on in hoardings and banners. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except as mercy for the worlds. So ma followed by illa means not but. That was about no. Now we come to this and that. Hada, haulai, dhalika, ulaik. And hadihi, haulai, tilka, ulaik. Okay, so hada, what's the example of hada? Hada means this. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته. Or فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. So let them worship the Lord of this house. ذلك. That. ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي excellent. Though in the translation it is, this is the book, there is no doubt in it, but ذَٰلِكَ by itself means that. هَذِهِ هَذِهِ اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة. Excellent. Oh Allah, the Lord of this call. هذه is feminine. هذه الدعوة التامة, Lord of this call. Okay. تلك means that. Yeah, but as a singular feminine, it is difficult to remember. تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا. We had covered in extra verses. تلك الجنة, that is, or this is the paradise. التي, that which, نورث, we will give as inheritance. من عبادنا, to those of our slaves. من كان تقيا, who were, you know, تقي. Okay, هؤلاء means these. What is the example? It is also difficult to remember. It has come in the extra verses. Adam alayhi salam, no, angels were told at the time of creation of Adam alayhi salam, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah asked them, you know, inform me of the names of these, هَؤُلَاءِ بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ, the names of these, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you are truthful. أُولَائِك, أُولَائِك means those. هذا هؤلاء ذلك أولئك هذه هؤلاء تلك أولئك. So what is the example of أولئك? أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. Those are on guidance from their Lord and those are the successful. Okay, that was about this and those, this and that. Now we have third group, which is the one who, or those who. الذي, الذين, one who or those who. الذي is for masculine and التي is for feminine. الذي, الذين, التي, and التي is plural, but we are not covering that. الذي, الذي means what is the example? The one who. Example. الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس. That one, the one which, the one who whispers in the chests of mankind. Allati is for feminine. Can you give example? Excellent. Allati tattali'u 'ala al-afida. The one which leaps up over the hearts. Afida. Alladhina is plural. Those who. Example. Sirat alladhina an'amta 'alayhim. The path of those who you have bestowed favors on them. Okay. Now we come to huwa, hum, anta, antum, ana, nahnu. That must be, you know, drilled into your minds. Huwa means he, hum, they, anta, you, antum, you all, ana, I, nahnu, we. We don't need any examples, but just to say huwa. Give me example of huwa. Well, or قل هو الله أحد. Say he is Allah, the one and only. Hum. Yeah, but we have not covered. It's good example. أولئك هم المفلحون. Okay. أنت. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. أنتم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. See, أنا and أنتم is extensively used there. I mean, those forms related to I and you. So أنا also has come. ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم. نحن. It is a good example, but we have not covered it. The example that for prayer while visiting graves, we have assalamu alaykum ya ahl al qubur, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. Okay? You are, you know, you have gone before us and we are after you. Similarly, we have covered Rabbuhu, hu hum ka kumina, his, there, Rabbuhu, Rabbuhum, Rabbuka, Rabbukum, Rabbi, Rabbuna. And for feminine gender, Rabbu, ha, and Rabbu, hunna, plural, hunna. You see, فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَنَ I'm sure you remember that verse in, from Surah Yusuf. So let us have some examples of who, hum, ka, kum, ina. Who? But give me the example from as a reference sentence. أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ His slave and his messenger. Whom? From Ayatul Kursi. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ See, him and whom means same. So he knows what is before them and what is in front of them, what is behind them. كَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ For you is the praise. كُمْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ So, لِي also has come, يَا also has come for me, my religion. نَا رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ رَبَّنَا, our Lord, for you is the praise. أَنْ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ Also is there. هَا We have been referring to it many, many times. For every, the name of every Sahabiyah, Aisha radiyallahu anha and in the innaha alayhim muqsada and also in Surah Lahab fi jidiha hablum min masad in her neck is a rope of twisted palm fiber hunna and I gave you already the example falamma sami'at bi makrihinna arsalat ilayhinna wa a'tadat lahunna muttaka'a وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينة وقالت تخرج عليهن So you have a lot of hunna there which means there T-H-E-I-R Now we will study the feminine gender forms singular feminine gender forms which are used for broken plural هذه تلك ها and التي Okay like هذه Fir'aun said, it's difficult for, to his followers or to his people, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي So, anhar is broken plural and he didn't say هَؤُلَاءِ الْأَنْهَارُ He said هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ But هَذِهِ here is plural. These rivers because the plural of nahar is not nahrun, nahreen It is anhar, the broken plural. Jama' mukassar. Tilka. Tilka ayatullah is a good example, but not what we have covered. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Tilka al-amthal. Amthal is plural. Those are, or these examples, meaning these examples, are we gave for people so that they do tafakkur. Allati. Yeah, but that's for singular. Allati tattali'u ala lafida is for nar. Singular feminine gender. Allati. But we want allati used while referred to as, while referred to for broken plural.
فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ اللَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ It is the harsh which grew blind. So, قُلُوبُ اللَّتِي اللَّتِي is referring to the hearts, the broken plural.
And also, ha, for broken plural, not fi jidiha, that is for singular feminine. But ha, used as, you know, for referring to broken plural. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُ ha لِلنَّاسِ وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ These are the examples. Nadribu, we give ha, them. We give them or we describe them, linnas for people. So ha here is referring to amthal. Okay? Is that clear? Okay. Now we come to questions. Ma, man, kaifa. Ma is what? Example? Al-qari'atu mal-qari'ah. Wa ma adraka mal-qari'ah. Man? Who? Man the الذي yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idni. Who is the one who can intercede near him except with his permission? Or, and in between, when it comes, the one who sami'a Allahu li man hamidahu, Allah listened to the one who praised him. Kaifa, how? Kaifa al-hal in spoken Arabic, we covered it. And also we have a verse in Surah Fil, alam tara kaifa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Now we come to, you know, like above and below, front and behind. But I think instead of telling you all that, we will revise that prayer. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura. So you go slowly above. Okay, ear is below eye. So qalbi, lisani, sam'i, basari, wa min fawqi nura, wa min tahti nura, wa an yamini nura, wa an shimali nura, wa min amami nura, wa min khalfi nura, wa ja'al fi nafsi nura. So you know all the six directions. Okay, and also the three words, heart, tongue, and hearing, and sight, above, below, right, left, front, back. And also another word for front is bayna aydihim. Okay, bayna aydi, in front of them. And bayna means between. An example is for between. La nufarriqu bayna ahadim min rusulih. We don't discriminate or make any differentiate between any one of his messengers. Bayna aydihim, between their hands, but here it means in front of them. Okay, but just bayna is la nufarriqu bayna ahadim. Bayna just means between. Bayna aydi, in front of them. Between their hands means in front of them. Okay, now we come to before, afterwards, like that, like if, idha, qabla, ba'da. So if, I told you that if, when comes with mudari', which is imperfect tense or present or future tense, then it becomes past. And idha, when comes with past, becomes future. Example of idh. Yeah, idh qala Musa is there, but we have not covered it. That is idha. Okay, idh is difficult to remember. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Idh huma fil ghar. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. When they were, both of them were in cave, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr in Ghar Thur, in the cave of Thur. Idh yaqulu, when he said to his companion, la tahzan, don't grieve, inna Allah ma'ana. Idha, when? Example, idha ja'a nasrullah, when the help of Allah comes. You know, comes. Qabla is before, right? Example, min qabli. That's very good. Yeah. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Those who believe in what is revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what was revealed before you. Okay. And also, رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. بعد is after. What is the, yeah, that is also there, but we have not covered. But when you wake up, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. Praise be to Allah who has given life after he has given us death. Thumma is then. Example. ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. Then certainly not. You will, you know, nay. Soon you will know. ف means also. Then, thus, so, therefore. Example. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت. So let them worship. Or فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر. Yes. So, okay. Next is بل. بل means rather. But, however, many meanings. So the example is difficult, perhaps. That's good, but we have not covered. There are many examples. The example here is which we have covered is وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. When it is said to them, follow what Allah has revealed, they say, قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا or مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. Rather, we will follow what we found on it our forefathers. That means on which we found our forefathers. عِنْدَ means near or with. Example, you gave an example, a little Ayat al-Kursi. مَا عِنْدِي فُلُوس. In spoken Arabic, we have taken it. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who is the one who can intercede near him except with his permission? Okay, that was about before, after, then, and so on. Now we have another category, which is under of. You will see it. Like the, ذو, ذي. ذو, ذا, ذي. Like, and all of these means endowed with, owner of. تَبَارَكْتَ يَا ذَا الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. You have the names, you know, ذُو الْقَرْنَيْن, or ذِي الْقَرْنَيْن, or ذَا الْقَرْنَيْن. ذُو الْقَرْنَيْن means the one, the owner of two horns. Okay. ذَاتَ is feminine gender of ذُو ذَا ذِي. And ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. Soon he will burn in a fire of blazing flame. أهل. أهل is also people of or relatives and so on. For example, السلام عليكم يا أهل القبور, O people of the grave. Or يا أهل الكتاب, O people of the book. That is آل. And I was coming to that, also family, relatives, or people is al. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. And also it means followers here. Al means family. And in this sense, in this one, it also means followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. Now we have, I think we stop here. In these three lists we have covered, I said in the beginning, 20,000 words. But if I subtract one page, it will be almost more than 60, around more than 15,000 words are covered. Because the words that we have covered so far have come repeatedly in the Quran more than 15,000 times. So keep referring to them so that these are entrenched in our minds, and inshallah we remember them for the rest of our lives. Please note that we have given you the most common meanings. There are other meanings also of these words, but those secondary meanings are much, I know, less compared to what we have seen here. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.